This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, are we ready? Is this large penis kind of microphone working? Good. And the weapon of ass destruction is working. Now for the porn star Ron Jeremy, John Holmes microphone. Testicle, 1, 2. Yeah, that's working. Ready when you are. I'm ready. All right, let's do it. Now. Thank you. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a very special show. Even though I say that every show, tonight is Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And we have a very special guest tonight, plus news and a lot of music and goodies ahead. And we're going to talk about the Glenn Beck Klan rally that was in D.C. yesterday as well, but not too much, because we want to give everybody a chance, anybody, as long as they're adult age. No altar boys are permitted, even though Mel Gibson's priest requested one. I guess they wanted a double date or something like that, but anyway, we will give the book burners a chance to win a date. All you have to do is be an adult who is consenting and not in a coma. We're going to play a song for Mel's most recent honey. How do you pronounce this? Oksana, I believe. Oksana? I'm just going to tell you right now that Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist look like extras in a Cheech and Chong movie, and they didn't do well with the first two simple questions of this past minute, so I'm going to have to do this show without them. We're going to play a song for Oksana first by Philadelphia's very own Palmyra Del Ran. This is a track entitled Baby Should Have Known Better.
Drinking. Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Enjoy a little sugar every now and then. So get down and just a-waiting for you. So save some for later.
You're gonna die because you're gonna. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's gonna happen because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go. Live life like you're gonna die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die.
tell you who else left us, passed on, gone to heaven, no longer with us. Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
JFK, that guy in the Stones.
Yeah.
Lou Gehrig, Einstein, and Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone.
Have I convinced you? Do you read my lips?
Yeah.
This may come as news, but it's time. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. By the time you hear this, I may well be dead. And you, my friend, might be next. Huh? We're all gonna die. Yeah. Oh, maybe you won't suffer. And maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. You'll have time. You're gonna die. You'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, cause you're gonna die. Live life like you're gonna die, because you're going to. Oh yeah. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today, next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother?
Why don't you U-F-U-S-S-R-E-R-E-G-O-N-N-A-D-I-E die? You are gone.
Why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You have time, baby.
Game is jail, and they took away the earth and gave us hell. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I decided to take time out from jerking off from the videos of Glenn Beck's Klan rally in D.C. yesterday to stop in on this show and tell you that I love Mel Gibson, not in a improper kind of way, of course. So that would be Ken Millman and my friend Pastor Ted Eggert, Larry Craig, Mark Foley, and a few others. But I'm proud of him, and I hope he wins a great date tonight. As long as it's female and white, of course. And I just want to bless everybody on this show for trying to get Mel hooked up after that meaningless little mishap he had that was misunderstood a few months ago. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
You heard three tracks by Gangrene, who are reportedly getting some kind of major gig with, I believe, a professional sports event or something. But they're reunited, and they're getting a really great gig with Green Day. You heard from Gangrene, Snob, Lie, Lie, and I Don't Know. Before Gangrene, the FUs did Green Beret. Corporate Avenger did The Bible is Bullshit. William Shatner did You'll Have Time. Trash did Lollipop and Eaten Out. The Bleeding Hearts did Rehab Girl. From Deborah and Keith from the band Davey, you heard the Volta radio station ID and the Reverend is in promo. And started off with Philadelphia's very own Palmyra Del Ran doing Baby Should Have Known Better. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live most Sunday nights, every other Sunday night, when we can get to it. At voltaradio.com. from 9 to 11 and sometimes overtime, although not tonight. And while the Stir Fry Show is following immediately after us, East Coast time, USA. And big, big thanks for all the great feedback and some not so great from the last show. Tea parties are racist, which they, of course, are. And let's see, we are not on next Sunday night. We are returning in 2 weeks. And I know this is so predictable, but we are going to respond to the hate rally, the Klan rally that was organized by Glenn Beck. Yes, Mr. Peckerhead himself. And, of course, the writing on the hand, Ubertard, Sarah Palin. And we're going to respond to that in 2 weeks on September 12th. The theme will be the Beck Hate Rally. Now, we still don't know when to do the show to celebrate the release of our friend and War on Weeds, war prisoner of war, I should say, Mr. Z. But he is due to be out of whatever it's called right now, a work release, halfway house, etc. So that will be an upcoming show. I don't know if it'll be in September or October, but I promised a great celebration, and we're going to do that. So all future shows, of course, will be announced and promoted along with a lot of goodies and great links at reverendbookburn.com. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org for feedback, input to forthcoming theme shows, and or send cool stuff that we can link on the sites. And thank you, everybody who does that. A big thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, and who is recording the show and putting it up in permanent archives, which will be available at any time for free at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Let's see, a hello and a shout out to Bookburner Candy, who has had a struggling time, and we've been sending a lot of support out her way, and to past live guest Zena, who had the death of a close one and who we've also been trying to uplift and give support to. I wrote a show and a half worth of thoughts and jokes about the Beck hate rally, which of course blossomed into an entire show. So I'm not going to talk about it very much tonight, just to acknowledge it for what it is, leading a lot of blind, sheepish, and I mean no disrespect at all to real sheep, and I apologize for the degrading comparison, but blind, sheepish, kind of goose steppers following some mentally unbalanced ego freak, which hasn't happened much since, like, Manson and Heaven's Gate and Jim Jones and the Waco guy and, you know, a few others. But now they're marching behind a very obvious, undeniable racist and fascist and a supporter of corporate America. And these teabagger types have to be acknowledged not only for being bigots and three shades of whacked, but also for being fundamentally self-defeating. They shoot their own foot when they support really dumbass libertarian ideas, like, oh, just deregulate all of corporate America, let them fuck the economy and the environment and virtually everything else, the entire infrastructure of the nation. And really, that's kind of the problem in the first place, and it's kind of what fucked everything up in the first place. So, and they don't benefit. They don't benefit by Bush's tax cuts for the top 1% that fucks the entire economy. So anyway, fools that they are, they follow a nut job like Glenn Beck or the Ubertard from Alaska, Sarah Palin, escaped mental patient Michelle Bachmann, Rand Paul, the totally fucked up son of another fuckhead who is into this free market is Lord kinds of people. And went there. Oh, Beck. Beck, the ever so honest man that he is, said he didn't know that it was the same exact date and place as the Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. And but then kind of moved a little away from that lie to say that we, you gotta love the word we are reclaiming the civil rights movement. And of course that kind of deception is similar to David Duke and like the Klan and Nazi groups who are like, oh, we're just civil rights groups too, we're just looking out for the white people. And the rhetoric is close to the same, except the overt white supremacists are more honest about their feelings, whereas Beck has this kind of false, deceptive veneer of not being racist. So when he attracts, what was it? I heard 87,000 in Washington, D.C., 87,000 people who are like 99% consisting of white people. It's more coded. It's more like wink, wink kind of racism than just overtly holding symbols and artifacts of the overt racists. Anyway, so we're going to respond to that in 2 weeks and have some great lampoonery and all kinds of stuff cooked up by then. Let's see, we have no birthdays, we announced the death, and alright, that's all the preliminaries. So the person we have here is named Shell Gibson, and that's with one L. I guess it's a little like who is that author? I keep asking questions to the two stoner heads over there who are not capable of answering these questions. So I have to remember to not ask them questions. What's happening is Shel Silverstein was the only male named Shel that I knew before this, S-H-E-L. But anyway, Shel Gibson is here, and he's going to be joining us later on. He claims to be Mel Gibson's secret and even more evil twin. And I'm not sure how anyone could actually be that. If it sounds like a very groundbreaking role, but we will have him in here. We invited the actual Mel, but he never responded. And we invited contestants, but a lot of people were afraid because they thought the real Mel Gibson might show up and then go psycho on them. So they're not actually here, but there's definitely people who stated that they wanted to win a free date for Mel Gibson. And I'm going to tell you at some point what that date is actually going to be. The place is going to go, it's all on us. Won't cost you or even Mel any money whatsoever. A free date with Mel Gibson. Now, we shouldn't even say this because it started off as a joke in blogs and comments land from me. And some people believe it. So, I don't even want to say this like it's real because then some people are going to believe it. Some people are going to react finding out it's not true. Like, oh, that's bullshit. You're not really going to do that. But we announced that we are patenting and marketing a series of greeting cards. And not just greeting cards, but also sound cards, which I'm sure if you buy cards ever, you'll notice that in addition to the cheesy cards and the naughty cards for birthdays or whatever else, there's also cards with sound. You open it up, you get a little bit of a song or Gilda Radner acting like Roseanne Rosanadana or whatever, another comedian, mostly songs. So we thought, why not market a line of cards with Mel Gibson quotes? And then, of course, that idea naturally expanded to opening a line of Mel Gibson sound cards. So let's open a few of those. And just think how much that would enhance a gift. If you went to the home of that special someone, handed over the gift, and then handed the card, or you did this at work, and they opened any of the following cards. Okay. Can one of you hand me the card, please? Can you stand? Thank you.
Don't you hang up on me!
Okay. I like that one. Where's another one?
I deserve to be blown first.
Okay.
You stupid beep. You want to be buried out by the rose garden? That'll fix you.
Okay. He's just so heartwarming. He's going to be a great date, whoever wins. And where's the other one?
Why are you dressed like that? You're trying to get peed by a pack of pee.
Okay. So, maybe this is an idea we should pursue for real. Well, let us know what you think. Should we really invest in Mel Gibson greeting cards? And should we see if we can produce them and then distribute them? I mean, if someone else had thought of this, I think I would buy several. You know, I mean, I would give them out very selectively, but I think, I mean, if I received a Mel Gibson card, I would laugh my ass off, but not everybody has my sense of humor. Let's play a song for almost entirely free, Prisoner of War. Prisoner of the War Against Weed, soon to be entirely free and away from the work release program, the halfway house, and whatever the fuck is going on now. From compilation called Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited. This is a track by Freedom of Expression entitled I Got Stoned and I Missed It.
Wish myself a taste of something nice and smooth and mellow to while away the day. When my friend yells through the trance and find me coat and grabby hats, and there's some fool down here on Main Street giving dollar bills away. But I laid around, I stayed around, I waited around and played around, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. I got stoned, oh, no me, oh my.
Sales, you would be double class. Like only way you seeing me is if you eating me. Come on. Downtown, take place my love like harvest brand. Trying to impress you with your 5G stones. I give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Scream.
Every year, the more I laugh, the more I fill with glee, and the more the glee, the
more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast. Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeakers do. I got to let go with a ho. And we love to laugh loud and long and clear. We love to laugh so everybody can hear.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and Shel Gibson. And I'm really looking forward to the date contestants showing up here and giving it their all to be the winners of the Win a Date with Mel Gibson contest. But first, let us play a track for all the lovely people at the Glenn Beck Hate Rally in Washington, D.C. A track by Green Day, who just landed a great gig with Gangrene in some sports thingy. This is for the Hate Rally participants in Washington, D.C. A track by Green Day entitled American Idiot.
America. Bye.
Killing little squirrels.
And there are forces for wearing fucking trucks. Hope for a comeback. She thinks it's cool to shock genitals of animals. She can't stop smoking crack. She's a bitch.
She's a bad
fuck her.
Goldfinger doing Fuck Ted Nugent. Before that, Green Day did American Idiot from the soundtrack of Mary Poppins. You heard I Love to Laugh. Husker Du did Sunshine Superman, originally done by Donovan in the 1960s. From Lil' Kim, you heard Not Tonight. And started off with Freedom of Expression doing I Got Stoned and I Missed It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And I think now we need to discuss exactly what that date will comprise of. And so, since a lot of the lights seem to not be working, I am going to test my skills at reading in the dark in bad handwriting. No less. Okay. The winner of the Win a Date with Mel Gibson contest will start off with dinner at Trump's. I guess he's in league with Mel Gibson, so that would make a lot of sense. And then it's directly to the gun range for practicing target shooting. Okay. God. All right. From the gun range, you go to... What the fuck is this? Your handwriting has to improve. Okay, I'm not saying that to be mean, but it needs to be readable. Ah, you will be joined by Mel Gibson's priest to attend an altar boy auction. Here you go. After that, the lucky couple will go to a wrestling match. But you don't just get to enjoy the wrestling. You get to watch, you get to share in voodoo dolls with, and slice and slash voodoo dolls with Linda McMahon. Okay. Then you get to play a brand new video game. Which is... Christ. Miss the... Oh. It's a new video game where you punch the object, but you miss the baby. Oh, yeah, because he likes to do that. He was into, like, hitting while she was holding the baby. So figured a harmless version would be to turn it into a video game so he gets that out of his system. And then a knife-throwing competition. It's, we believe it's probably safe for you, the lucky winner, to go to a kind of a circus environment, stand at attention against a kind of a wall, a kind of a cushioned wall, while Mel practices his knife throwing act. So that is the date, starting with the dinner at Trump's. And let's see, we have a is our guest ready? I know, he's just been sitting out there the whole time by himself. All right. Shell Gibson is here, and he describes himself as more whacked than his brother. That's probably an exaggeration. And I don't know if there are very many people in all of our species that is more whacked than Mel Gibson. But Shell Gibson, come on in. Shell Gibson believes he is. Okay. Hello, Shell. Wait, talking to a microphone. Thank you. Okay, welcome to the show, Shell Gibson. And you want to be the screener.
That's right, bitch.
Okay, I believe you're from the Gibson family. And I think you have shown your credentials for the last hour. Are you ready to scream?
Fuck you.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Shell Gibson is going to be screening because he knows his brother's taste, and he knows that Mel needs a kind of a special recipient for his next venture. Let's see, he's gone from his wife for good. He kind of blew the marriage to hell, which cheating can do, especially when you say it's monogamous and not an open relationship, especially when you say that you're a proponent of not only family values, but mandatory family values and, quote, morals, unquote. There's a fucking loaded word for you. You're moral. And all that kind of shit. Anyway, said a marriage is blown to hell. The relationship with Oksana is blown to hell. And I guess, yeah, that ended after, like, the beatings and all the weird tapes that surfaced at radaronline.com were released. So we are going to try to hook him up. Shell Gibson is going to do the screening. And no, we don't use the telephone on the show. And but tonight we have a special bat phone that we're using just for tonight. The contestants have been calling. Some were pranks, but we got it down to two. We kind of weeded out, and so that all that Shell Gibson would have to screen are the final two. And we figured we didn't want to ask them questions, you know, that people from, like, you know, pageants and that kind of thing, you know, can stumble over and, or, you know, or embarrass themselves. And we didn't want a Carrie Prejean movement because, or a Carrie Prejean incident because there's already been enough stupidity this weekend with the Beck rally. So to avoid Prejeanisms and a former Miss K Carolina contestant, we decided we weren't going to ask like totally complicated questions, and we weren't going to deliberately prompt somebody to be in a position where they could severely embarrass themselves. So, without further ado, let us use the special bat phone that we are using only for tonight. And who are we welcoming, Pastor Whoremaster? Oops. Okay. Who are we speaking with, John Necraptist? Okay. All right. Her name is... That can't be her name. That's her name? Okay. Her name is Unsexy Twitch. All right. Unsexy Twitch. Are you ready to compete for the Win a Date with Mel Gibson? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like to relive my childhood and show people how to have childlike tantrums, but in a productive way, and draw their private parts in special pictures. In fact, I have a book about it, and teach adults how to throw sand at each other in a sandbox, and it's a really good book.
Okay, I do think that you would be a good choice for Mel Gibson to go on his date with.
Oh yes, I'm ready. I think we are very like-minded, temperamentally, and intellectually, and mentally, of course, and probably physically as well.
Okay. All right. Shell Gibson, what do you think of Unsexy Twitch?
Fuck her. On to the next one.
Okay. John Necraptist, who's next? Right Angle. That's one of these guys. Came up with that. All right. Right Angle. Who is actually a relative of somebody famous? Yes, the psycho candidate from Nevada was like the Tea Party candidate that wants to outlaw abortion in all cases and Social Security and Medicare. And this is even more bizarre because it's in Nevada, home of Las Vegas. Bring back prohibition, and not just the idiotic drug war, but alcohol prohibition, which of course caused organized crime to skyrocket, resulted in lots of death, resulted in unsafe bootlegged products and so much more, and of course cost the system a gazillion dollars. But anyway, she wants all of that. Revive prohibition, shit can social services so everybody can't survive, and enforce them to have babies. Anyway, that's Sharon Angle. This is her relative who is called Right Angle. Good evening, Right Angle, and welcome. Can we hear the telephone part?
Hi, I can hear you. I'm all pumped up. I just got back from Washington, D.C., where I got to see the lovely Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and a whole lot of white power dudes, and people with the funniest Obama t-shirts, and just so many lovely white people on the Washington, D.C. grounds.
Okay, are you ready for possibly winning a date with Mel Gibson?
Oh, yes.
am certain that Mel and I will agree on everything. And if he disagrees and overreacts, I can take it. I was trained by the great Sharon Engel, and I hope all the Tea Partiers vote for her.
Okay, what do you think, Shell?
Oh, yeah. This is the one for my brother, because she can take it.
Are you sure? Now, you're making a very big decision, and it's for somebody else, even though he's your brother.
I know my brother, and the right angle is perfect for him.
All right. And do you agree to go on this date with Mel Gibson?
Oh, yes. I especially look forward to the knife toss.
All right. We'll have to discuss specifics with you, travel plans, and, you know, we'll take both of you guys to dinner and discuss all the essentials. I will point out to you that there are two professional, highly trained security personnel who are going to accompany you just in case, you know, Mel goes all, you know, Christian supremacist on you.
I don't want any security. I just want it to be Mel and me, all alone.
Okay. If that is your wish, then that is what you will have. And stay on the phone. We're going to play another set of music and then get back to this. I'm pretty sure we have a winner in the form of Right Angle, who is a relative of Nevada candidate Sharon Engel. I'm not sure which is less mentally balanced, but this ought to be very interesting. Speaking of mentally unbalanced, let's play a song we've always played for the exceptionally challenged, the Psycho X's, the Psycho almost present day, at least with Shell Gibson and Right Angle, whether they're borderlines or whatever else. This is their theme song. It is by the Cooters, and it is entitled Love to Hate.
Thank you. it in the full location. When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
This is Dr. Greed, and when I'm not mocking people with Medicaid and other people who are just appalling to me, I listen to The Reverend Is In, and now I am appalled that they are making fun of my favorite actor and Christian supremacist Mel Gibson. And now I have the dishonor of introducing Reverend Bookburn's animation theme.
1, 2, 3, 4! Who has jacks with the heavenly father? Reverend Bookburn!
Wicked Dirge. I met a ghost, became my host, the one they call Old Verge.
A journey down, I'll take you on to where dead cowpunks dwell. Strike up the band, I do command, you come to hee-haw hell.
Besides the river Styx, I filled with dread, for it ran red with the blood of martyred hicks. We found musicians strewn round the ground, neath the wreckage of a plane.
Please take along our final song. We call it Southern Rain.
Left West by God, Virginia, with a price on my head. I'm burning all those county sheriffs, I'll be grateful when they're dead. I tore through the mountains and I tore through the valleys. I slip in the back alleys of Asheville on the Mend. No use sleeping, I can feel tomorrow creeping. When it catches me, you know I'm near the end. Somewhere near the end, southern rain, wash my sins away, southern rain. At a rest stop, west side of Kentucky, pretty lady flagged me down. She was standing off the side of the road in a muddy, wet wedding gown. She climbed in the Firebird, she collided with the flying. She asked me, could I drive her to the nearest roller coaster? I put her off in Paris, she was never quite aware as a deer up in the headlights.
Guitars on, plugged into amplifiers, and as their sound rose from the ground, it stoked the flames up higher. Then unto me, Old Verge Dunn spoke.
Beelzebub is their king, and if you can, above the din, you just might hear him sing.
Beelzebubba's us preaching the word. Yes, go forth and multiply the word, my friends. I'm talking to all you fornicators, masturbators, and regurgitators. Oh, yeah, I'm a masturbator hater. I'm a fornicator hater. I am the right Reverend Beelzebubba, and I speak the truth, the word of the big guy. Jesus. That's right. My hillbilly flock has become heathens, and some of my people are eating the forbidden swine. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with pork ribs. Oh, no. Pulled pork sandwiches. Or pickle and pimento loaf, my friend. It doesn't start with eating the pork. Some of you motherfuckers out there are laying down with the swine. Your peckers and pigs, my friends. Lord, can you help us? Lord, God, can you save my people who are fucking pigs right now? Not only are some of y'all laying down with swine, but some of y'all are looking at your kinfolks. I know you live way back up in the hills. I know you take that methamphetamine and it gets you all confused up in your brain. That's Satan working inside your brain. You live way up in the hills, and you take the methamphetamine, and it gets your brain all confused. And the next thing you know, you're looking at your sister, you're looking at your mama, you're looking at your aunt, and you want to fornicate, you want to masturbate, you want to create incest with family members. Oh yeah, your cousin is so good looking. She makes you dick hard in Chinese arithmetic, turns it into a blue-veined, helmeted warrior. That's not God talking. That is Satan. Satan is in your rock-hard blue-veined dick. Lordy, lordy, lordy. You know, some of y'all eat the pork sandwich. Some of y'all pork the pig. Some of y'all look at your sister. That's right, and you want to make the beast with two backs with your own kinfolk. Doing the devil's work of incest, my friends, but it don't stop there. Oh, no, it don't stop with sister humping. Some of you kinfolk out there want to bone your brothers. That's right, you want to ride the rump. You can't wait to get to hell. You can't wait to get to HIV. Don't you remember what the good book said, my friend? It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts, bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups. So we have a lot of them. Let's see. The first runner-up. Oh, forgot the intro. Sunday, August 29th, 2010. At voltaradio.com, reverendbookburn.com, and radio4all.net. The first runner-up is... Oh, a group. The Anti-Mosque Hysteria Mongers. We've talked about this a little last show, and, I didn't want to get into it too much now. You know how we feel over here. We're not big on any kind of religious institution, especially when there's public monies and all that kind of shit going down. And of course, we had a lot to say when Bush was using public monies. Lots of it for faith-based organizations. But the anti-mosque movement is, well, first of all, it's not even at ground zero. That's just a way to whip up stupid people. But the so-called ground zero mosque movement is an attempt by bigots and Christian supremacists to turn something that involves millions and millions of people into something that is represented, something that is perpetrated by like a small segment of it. Similar to what they say when one of their Christian terrorists for the umpteenth time, countless times actually over the last 30 plus years, when they kill abortion doctors, bomb clinics, threaten staff people's children, terrorize. Oh, it's not all Christians who were terrorists, just a few of them. We need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you. I like when you guys are high-functioning. So, they are the first to say, no, not every Christian is a Christian terrorist. Only the ones who perpetrated over 30 years of Christian terrorism. So, it's a buffoonish logic to transfer that to the rhetoric of the anti-mosque movement, where it's like, oh no, everybody is a terrorist, and there it'll be their new headquarters. The anti-mosque movement runners up to Asshole of the Week, and we're not waiting a week. The next runner-ups are the Bechtards, the people who, despite how exposed Mr. Beck has been over the last couple of years as a fraud, as a gold scam artist, and mentally unbalanced Christian supremacist, right-wing liar, and hysteria monger, showed up at his event to stroke him off for just a little longer until his final mental meltdown. The Bechtards, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And we have one more runner-up, and that is James Cameron. James Cameron, who is an ex-drug prosecutor Yes, we're going to clean up. We're going to spend billions and billions and billions of tax dollars on the war on drugs and prosecute and enforce mandatory minimums and force the release of violent criminals to make room for the mandatory minimums serving drug prisoners. And he was caught and convicted. 13 counts of child porn. Yes, another stand-up guy in the anti-drug war. James Cameron, you are also a runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And he probably would have won the head title if we didn't get somebody who was so deserving. He can even outshine the last runner-up. Actually outshine all of the runner-ups. Somebody enhanced special. Somebody so deserving, outshining the Bechtards, the anti-mosque buffoonery, and child porn star / war on drugs prosecutor. Did we lose the fart sounds again? Thank you. Very good. Cheech.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Thank you. And that leaves us to a very special recipient who outshines the runner-ups. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Judge Royce Lamberth. Judge Royce Lamberth is the motherfucker who ruled recently against the continued progress of stem cell research. Yes, that makes him outshine even the other assholes. Setting back the advancement. Now, stem cell research was fucked up in 2001, just before September 11th, by George W. Numbnuts Bush, and most of the nation started to recognize what a fuckhead it was until they got into the jingoism and manipulation in the aftermath of 9/11 and actually decided, oh, he's so cool. But since 2001, it was shit canned. It only started up again in 2009. But now there is a roadblock, thanks to Judge Royce Lamberth. And I have never wished a severe, debilitating disease on anyone. But if anyone deserves one of the many diseases that stem cell research has made substantial progress in contribution towards treating and curing, it is this judge. Judge Royce Lamberth, you are Asshole of the Week. Now, let's kill the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Dash Rip Rock did Hee Haw Hell, Southern Rain, and Chariots of Hellfire. Before that, the Reverend Bookburn animation theme. The New York Dolls did Looking for a Kiss. Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper did Debbie Gibson is Pregnant with My Two-Headed Love Child. Before that, Living Legends did Island Wars from Volume 4 of the Anti-Capitalism Benefit Compilation Series. And started off with the Cooters doing Love to Hate. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme has been Win a Date with Mel Gibson. And somebody has, and that was Right Angle. And she says she is a relative of Super Psycho and Nevada candidate Sharon Angle, the proponent of forced pregnancy for everybody, including rape victims, a ban in all cases, shit canning Social Security and Medicare, and bringing back prohibition. Well, anyway, I hope her relative has a good time. Right Angle with Mel Gibson. Special thanks to our guest, Shell Gibson, who was charming and very welcoming to our contestants who were the finalists to win a date with Mel Gibson. Our next show is in 2 weeks on September 12th, and it is entitled The Beck Hate Rally. And we're not sure the date yet of our show celebrating the release of our friend and war and prisoner of war from the war against weed and friend Mr. Z, but that's coming fairly soon. Write to me, RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Always check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com on YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Facebook, Rev can't be your first name, so it's The Rev and last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Thank you again to Pastor Rex Cat, John the Craptist, and Pastor Whoremaster. The Stir Fry Productions show is coming up next, and we're going to play a closing tune and get out of here by Bad Religion. And it about suits the Mel Gibson crowd and the Beck assholes. This is by Bad Religion. It's entitled Let Them Eat War. Good night.
Looking for a handout. back to New York City, where you do belong. Honey, I miss your two-ton kisses, legs wrap around my tie. If I ever get back to my city, girl, I'm gonna make you scream all night. Honey, call me on the telephone. I know you're moving out.
talking behind my back again. This time she's gonna bleed.
Jerusalem, ready to conquer and level it. But most of the army died in their sleep one night, till the Lord ended that threat. And there's other stories, like the prophets of Baal, Queen Jezebel, Goliath of Gath. These weren't just innocent bystanders, these were enemies who felt the wrath of God's backhand. When tough love must get even tougher, God's backhand. When evil plays rough, God can play rougher. We're not talking about tennis or ping pong or any kind of friendly sport. We're talking about God fighting for his people, where someone can really get hurt. But that someone is your enemy. who'd have no qualms about hurting you, so they're not being unfairly treated when they get what is their due from God's backhand. It's as strong as it ever was. God's backhand, it will solve problems that nothing else does. God's backhand, when you need something more than just defense. God's backhand will send evil flying over the fence. God's backhand. God's backhand.
Smack her mouth so hard but she won't be able to help me for a month. It's difficult to bitch and moan and nag with a broken jaw, isn't it? Your fists are a judge's gavels. When she's in contempt, pound down her until there's order in the court. Don't let her get away. Make her pay for being a woman. Such a sweet little girl. So annoying. Daddy's little snuggles. Now you're wiping the blood off your mouth. What would your father say if he saw me snap the snot out of your nose and onto the walls? Would he cry? Would he call the cops? He'd better not. I'll snatch that wooden cane out of his hand and beat him to death. Your brother says he wants to kick my ass? Let him try it. Let him just fucking try it. Tell him to bring his friends, too, because I'm in a killing mood. Oh, you want to start shit yourself? Very funny. You're a woman. You hit like a girl. I like to punch women and kick them and shove them up against walls. I'm grabbing them by their pretty hair and swinging them into door frames, rubbing their noses in the carpet like they're puppies, dragging them into the bathroom and half drowning them in the toilet. Since either bathroom or kitchen sets are real good, because you can knock out a whole row of teeth when you slam a woman's face into one. Watch all the gooey blood dripping onto the white porcelain. It's a real treat. I destroy everything that's important to women. I smash their glass figurines and rip the stuffing out of their teddy bears. Then I shred their love letters into little ribbons as they watch and cry. The only solution to the female problem? Loudish, pig-like, male force. Ain't nothing wrong with women that a good backhand won't solve. Punch her in the stomach until she doubles over and wheezes. Crush her nose with one shot. Throw her up against your fish tank. Break things. Break everything. Smash telephones, destroy appliances, and kick down doors. Neighbors will call the cops. Shout threats to her as they hustle you into the squad car. She takes out a restraining order. That won't stop you. Women are on the receiving end. And we all know 'tis better to give. Females are egg-bearing brine shrimp. Sex objects. Men are the nouns. Fucking is the verb. Women are the direct objects. Two-dimensional. Why kid around? Women are defined by those cunts and nothing else. They were fashioned by nature as achingly beautiful mannequins. Dead girls in store windows. Victims. See all the dead lilies in the trash can behind the flower shop. Fragile blossoms. Used. Decaying. Women. Weak. Very pretty in their weakness. Ugly otherwise. Don't give her power. She doesn't know how to handle it. Women are intriguing little house pets, but they need to be tamed. Keep her chained down. Break the chain and watch her walk all over you. And you deserve it, because you gave away your power for free. Women say they're looking for nice guys, but they don't respect passive pussy men. Women want their lovers to be killers. Give them what they want. Women get beaten because they're so easy to beat. Hear them crying in 100,000 trailers all over America tonight. Get a police scanner and listen to all the domestic violence calls. Blasts of stabs, street addresses, ages and races of suspects, what they're wearing. Do you need backup? Police dispatchers always have a flat, flavorless tone in their voices. They don't convey the violence. The desperate, vicious couples. The shirtless, sweaty men with their mouths hanging open. The sobbing women holding paper towels to their bleeding, red scalps. The screaming, Tear Street kids running around in shitty diapers. The lacerated emotions. Such a scene demands violence to restore order. The cops can't beat everyone. Domestic violence picks up the slack. All the battered women in all the battered women's shelters. Swollen eyes, fat lips, cracked ribs. Fractured illusions. Love's sweet promise broken a million times over. Crying that they still love him. Keeping it together for the kid's sake. He says he's sorry and she forgives him. He finds a job. They get back together and it's nice for a while. Then he beats her with a tire jack until her ribs puncture her lungs. Dead promise. Dead wife. Two teenagers wander into the woods away from a keg party.
They stop in the mossy darkness. I love you forever, she tells him. They lock tongues together. He reaches down and unzips her pants. She asks him to stop. He doesn't. She struggles. He pulls a knife from his boot and slices a deep red notch running from her throat down to her pussy. She falls to the forest floor, splashing blood onto the autumn leaves. He covers her mouth and fucks her ass. He blows his jam up her fudge hole as she dies. She asks for it. That's how he sees it anyway. And his opinion is the only one that matters. You wouldn't listen to a woman, would you?
What kind of bullshit is this?
I sold it because of you. I don't have any fucking money. I have to support you and everybody else. I have to sell paintings.
Well, maybe it's because of them. Maybe. Well, maybe it's because of others that you sold it. Why are you blaming it on me?
You need to ask for that when you know what kind of trouble I'm in.
I've never used your box. Never once did I ask you. This is the first time because your relationship with Sasha is so fucked up because of your violence. I was trying to make amends between you and him. Not make amends, and be a diplomat between you and him.
I tell you that the box is gone because of you.
Not because of me, because you have to feed an army. Why is it because of me? What kind of bullshit is this?
I spent too much goddamn money on you. And my wife
How much money do you spend on me? You don't spend more money on me than anybody else.
I spent more than $5 million on you.
That's not on me. And that was signed. I was signed to. That was signed to the record label.
Thank you now.
I only said thank you.
You know right now because I doubt you.
I know you doubt me. I don't care anymore.
I think you're fucking gouging me.
I don't care anymore, okay? I don't want you either.
Good.
That's it.
That makes it real clear. That was so easy. The minute I pull the plug, you're out of here. You can't have
it. Mel, I'm saving. I cannot be with somebody like this. You don't love me.
I'll take care of the child.
You don't love me. This is not. This is not somebody who loves me. This is some completely off-balance person who absolutely hates me. Why do you hate me so much? What did I do to you? Everything you say about me is bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. And I only left to save. It's bullshit. You ruined my life, and you didn't give me a penny.
First, I ruined your life. How did I ruin your life? I gave you shit. You gave me nothing but fucking grief. All right? And bad publicity, you cunt. How did I ruin your life?
You destroyed my reputation, and you're the meanest person I know. You're the meanest person.
What?
You're very mean.
Yeah, you know what mean is now, don't
you've
you?
You've always been.
So don't call me mean.
You're very jealous and you're very mean.
Because I like to show you what mean really is. Bitch, cunt, whore, gold digger. All true. You fucking proved it to me. If you're ever interested in proving otherwise, let me know. If you don't care, I know you know what you are too. Look at yourself and look what you've done. Look what you've fucking done. Look at your son. He's a fucking mess. You fucking excuse for a mother. You're a fucking bitch.
You're the worst father I ever met. Goodbye.
Bet.
By my outhouse door. I know she must have been about 64. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. It was Kalija, and I could tell that it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. And I could tell that it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. Singing, love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come on, take your lips and suck off me. I like it. Shut up. She smiled, so I got up and asked for her name. That don't matter, she said, 'cause I'll suck the same. I said, can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on, she was blowing me, yeah, me. And next we're moving on, she was blowing me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck up me. Yeah, yeah, I like it. It wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck off me. I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, So come on, take your lips and I love rock and roll. Shit. Come on, take your lips and a jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come on, take your lips and suck up. I love rock and roll. I get shit when I fuck the lyrics up. I love rock and roll. So come on, take your lips and suck up. I love. Shit, they did it again to me. What? That's the second time.